Hello, 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 hello. Can you hear me? Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be with you. Thank you for joining me. Your host, Carl Thornton Jr., host of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. You know, I really appreciate Mr. Gregory Stafford for having provided this great song, our theme song, No One Else. I tell you what, there's no one else. Thank you so much for the music, Gregory. I remember something about music. Music can just make such a difference in our lives. Music, whether it has lyrics or not. Have you ever found that there have been times when, and I'm just asking now, I'm not trying to lead you one way or the other. I'm just asking, are there times when you want to listen to songs and you want songs that have words because you're looking for certain messages in the songs? And I mean literally certain messages, whether it's a message of hope, whether it's a message about love, whether it's a message about letting go, whatever it might be. Ever find yourself just, you were not going to be satisfied unless the songs had lyrics and with special messages. Maybe songs with lyrics and you weren't looking for any special messages. You just wanted to hear someone singing along to the music. And then maybe at other times, you really wanted songs that had only the music, no words. You just wanted to flow with the music. I tell you, whether it's with or without the words, or with or without the music, sometimes I imagine some of you who really, really, really like a cappella are thinking, well, you know, there have been times I wanted to hear songs that had the words, but no music. That's cool, too. Just something about songs. It can just do something special for us. And I just want to remind you that songs, whether with or without the, without the accompaniment, with or without the lyrics, can just do so much to help calm us down. And I know, as I've said before, that stress is here. And I'm not trying to discourage or anything like that, but the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of people are going to be doing more and more and more over the coming years to increase the stress. Yes, chaos is only going to increase, and with the increased chaos, increased stress. So I really do want to encourage you to think about some of those various ways that we've talked about, how you can calm yourselves, how we can relax ourselves, reduce the stress. You know, maybe not necessarily get rid of it completely, but at least reduce it. So what have been some of your favorite ways? Well, tell me what some of those ways are. Let's do a quick check. Some of the ways that we can reduce the stress. Okay, exercising, that's a great one. It's amazing how exercise can not only help us develop the figure, ladies, or the physique, men, that we want. It can not only help us get stronger, but it can help us get healthier, not only physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Spiritually in the sense that very often when our souls, our bodies, our emotions are in better condition, it's easier to also, this is not a guarantee, but it's easier to also get our spirits in better shape. But that exercise just has a way of helping to reduce the stress. You know, it has a lot to do with what's happening chemically, literally, what's happening chemically in our body as a result of stress. There are some very, very positive chemical actions that are taking place that are good for us. There are some negative chemical actions being undone that works to our benefit as a result of exercise. So exercise, that's one way to reduce stress. Oh, by the way, and it's that release of those positive chemicals that can bring pleasure that can also reduce stress, and undoing chemical reactions that are harmful to us can reduce stress. The chemical activity that goes along with the exercise is what helps to reduce the stress. What else can we do to help reduce our stress? There you go. Making sure that you eat right. Because there are certain foods that can have certain types of reactions within the brain. And sometimes, for example, when we're not exercising, our body, you know, if we have been exercising before and our brains, because a lot of those chemical reactions take place within the brain. And so if we've been working out, that body has been responding to that exercise. And particularly the brain has been responding to it. Now, when we go for a long period of time, you know, after our bodies, including our brains, get used to that exercise and the brain gets accustomed to releasing the endorphins and other chemicals that lead to good results for us. When the exercise has been taken away for an extended period of time and the brain no longer has that activity to respond to in order to release those chemicals, it starts saying, hey, okay, since you're not giving me the exercise that empowered me to release those chemicals, give me something else. And you can find that very often, I'm not saying always, but very often people will start craving unhealthy foods, looking for that pleasure principle, that pleasure release that they were getting from exercise that they're no longer getting from exercise because they're not exercising. And so the same way that we can have unhealthy foods leading to chemical releases that can do what they do, but in the meantime, the unhealthy foods are bad for our bodies, which can, over time, increase the stress. We eat the healthier foods that bring about healthier chemical reactions, etc., which can help us with stress reduction. Eating well, exercising, what else? How about proper rest? Some of you said that, and you're exactly right. Proper rest, getting to bed on time, not putting the body through extraordinary changes by having the body up late hours of the night when the body is ready to be asleep. We can push the body beyond the point at which it needs to be in bed, and we can increase the stress as a result. We can get our proper rest on a regular basis. Maybe not every single night, but on a regular basis, the vast majority of the week, we're getting to bed on time. As a result, we can reduce the stress, especially with keeping in mind that when we are sleeping properly, we're getting the right hours of sleep at the right time. In other words, it's not too cool to go to bed at, try to go to sleep 2 o'clock in the morning and get up at 10 in the morning. Even though you have slept 8 hours, those were not the best 8 hours because the body was probably ready to have been in bed asleep much earlier than 2 o'clock in the morning. So to really get it to work the way you want to work with your body's proper rhythm by going to bed on time. And by going to bed on time, sleeping those hours, you give the body and particularly the brain time to recover. The whole body's recovering from another day's activities. The brain is bringing together memories and consolidating those memories of what took place while you were awake that previous day. Bringing those memories together, a lot of recovery and refreshing from head to toe, literally, which can lead to reduced stress. Whereas if you do the opposite and you are just constantly going to bed much later than your body should be going to bed, you can actually increase the stress. How about what we do with regards to when it comes to our support networks? I wonder if you prefer a better term than that. That may not always sound the best, but to some people. But, you know, people who are truly good friends to you, good friends for you. And when I say good friends for you, I mean they truly encourage you to do what's right. They help you think the right way. In other words, they don't encourage you to do wicked things. They don't encourage you to slander. They don't encourage you to try to participate in doing things that are harmful to people who are not trying to harm you. They don't try to take you down a dark path. They are truly good friends for you. They have good morals, good ethics, and they influence you to exercise good morals and good ethics. And in the process, you all also have good laughs with each other. And of course, we know that laughing does good. Laughter does good like medicine. Good laughing can reduce stress. Yeah. So what else can we do to reduce stress? How about some of those deep breathing exercises that we've talked about before, where you're taking your time with your breathing. You're not rushing through this because remember now, it's all about relaxing. It's about reducing the stress. So you're not trying to speed through this process. You're taking your time, breathing in deeply and slowly through your nose. And some people say breathe out through the nose. Some say through the mouth. Experiment. See which works better for you. But either way, just slowly let that air back out. And do that several times, maybe 10 times, maybe 15 times. Each time, slowly, 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 filling your lungs with as much air as you can without, you know, stressing yourself out. This is all about stress reduction and slowly releasing that air. How about stretching? How about, what else? Come on now, I'm giving you some leads. Now, what else have we talked about that can really help us reduce the stress? Talked about good support networks or, you know, just close, intimate friends. And don't get me wrong now, please don't mistake that. When I say close, intimate friends, don't just automatically think outside of your family. Because very often, if you all are getting this right, close, intimate friends may start with your family, really and truly. It may start with family and then possibly extend outside the family. But wherever they are, close, intimate friends. All right. Ways to reduce stress. We've mentioned a number of them. What else have we not mentioned? How about meditation? And again, not the kind of meditation that has to do with Eastern religion. Not that. But where we allow ourselves to think about something that is pure, honest, just. And in the process, it is something that can help us find ourselves thinking our way into a state of peace. As we're thinking about that which is good and just and honest and pure. You may want to consider just having some. And now we're going to talk about a combo, back to songs. Some nice instrumental music, just flowing, flowing, flowing. Nice instrumental music flowing in the background for you while you allow yourself to go on a mental journey. As you begin to just, in a relaxed state, don't be frenzied about this. Oh, I got to think of this, I got to think of this. No, just relax. And just think about a place that you've been to before that you really enjoyed, a great mountain, a great lake, a great beach, some place you relaxing that you really enjoyed being there. And just recall in your memory what that experience was like. Music just playing in the background, for real now. I'm not talking about you recalling music that may have been played where you were. I mean, you have music going where you are, and you're thinking about that place that you were, that just meant so much to you. It was so relaxing. It was so refreshing. And just allow yourself to remember, to recall that experience. How about the muscle relaxation exercises? That's another great way to reduce tension, to reduce stress. And you know how we talked about how you can start, you know, working your way down. So maybe start with your head, work your way all the way down to your feet, or if you prefer, start with your feet, work your way all the way up to your head, whichever works better for you. Or you may even want to change it up. Sometimes start with the head, work your way down. Sometimes start with your feet, work your way up. But either way, you're choosing a muscle group to deliberately tense up and hold in a tense state for about 10 seconds. And then slowly release that tension. Slowly release it. Then Move to the next muscle group and do the same thing. Tense the muscles, tighten it up in that muscle group. And hold that tension for about the count of 10. And then slowly relax those muscles. And just do that until you've covered your entire body. Again, you may want to consider a combo. You may want to consider having some nice instrumental music going in the background. And you maybe do some deep breathing first. Start out with some deep breathing exercises. Do that for a few minutes and then go to the muscle relaxation exercises. That may be a great way to reduce stress, because I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, as we reduce the stress in one part of our being, we reduce the stress in the other part of our being. And I'm talking about our body and, of course, our soul. And if you can reduce stress in one, you can reduce stress in the other. Now, how about this? We've talked about a number of ways to reduce stress. What have we not mentioned yet? Okay, think about this. You know, we've been talking for a few weeks about sexual satisfaction, and particularly how a couple, a married couple, can talk about sexual satisfaction, about sex, and what it means to them as a couple. And if they can get on the same page about the significance of sex to them as a couple, some kind of way, you got to find, you know, if you're on two different pages, some kind of way, find a middle ground so that you can form a new page that you can both be on. So that you're flowing together instead of against each other. You're flowing together. You know what the game plan is? It's on this one page. And on that one page, you're both going to work with that game plan so that you can help develop, work together as partners to develop your marriage, to make it more and more beautiful. So why am I bringing up sex when I was just talking about stress reduction? Well, how many of you have noticed that one of the benefits of having sex with your partner is this great sense of calm and relaxation?